I want to just get your thoughts on the John Isner match today. I heard you watched all of it, and maybe you could just kind of sum up in the grand scheme of sporting events where you think that ranks.
Well, I think it was definitely one of the greatest athletic achievements in any sport. He and that fellow Mahou from France, definitely one of the greatest.
What makes it, I mean, what makes it so unique? Is it just
Well, it just lasted so long. It was just a tremendous physical feat to play that set that lasted, 59 games, 59, 59. And that was at the end of four previous sets. And there's never been that much physical exertion in any sport, in my opinion. I don't know of anything. And then they capped it off, and they had a pretty long play this morning. What was it, 12-10?
Well, it came out to be 70-68 was the final, so I guess you're looking at like an 11-9, 20 games this morning.
11-9, what it was. And they just both deserve a lot of credit. And of course, we're extremely proud of a Georgia Bulldog winning it.
I
And
noticed.
the Americans are proud, all Americans in tennis are proud of him. And that was not only a great feat, the greatest feat, the physical feat in tennis history, but about any kind of sports history, physical feat.
To have it last over 3 days like that, too, Now, where did you watch it?
Well, I watched it in my office on television, and sometimes at home on television.
So you didn't spend 3 days sitting in the office there. You took a break a little bit,
Well, no, I missed. I mean, I saw all his play that was on television.
So you watched the entire match?
Absolutely.
Now, when it comes to, I mean, how much does it add to you to for you know to have a tennis match like this, but to have somebody like John, somebody
Well,
that that you know personally?
Of everybody who's ever known, he's always been highly personable, very popular with everybody. He's just a good fellow, and his mother and I became good friends. She lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. And she came down to watch her big boy play about every home match he played in as in drive down. And his mother's 5'10", 5'11". He gets his size from her, and her father used to come down with her. His name was Will Hobbs, and he used to be a great baseball player at the University of North Carolina back in the 1940s. I think he held some, still holds some of their batting records. And
What was his name?
Will Hobbs, H-O-B-B-S, H-O-B-B-S, Will Hobbs. And that's where he gets his athletic talent from, I think.
I spoke with Coach Diaz, and he told me a story about 2006 National Indoors when John had a bad, the arch in his foot was really bothering him. He could barely walk, but he refused to be taken out of the match, and he wanted to continue to play. I mean, that kind of speaks a little bit of volumes the type of guy he is. I mean,
that definitely shows that he's just Mr. Perfect. He's very popular with everybody. Great competitor, fair and square in everything he ever does. He really is.
Does it surprise you? I mean, when you see a match like this and it goes this long, and you get to know the personality of the person, it surprise you that he was able to withstand it all and come out on top?
That surprised me. I watched him 4 years at Georgia, and he just was a wonderful player and a great sportsman, great competitor. And he hadn't reached his peak yet. He'll be heard from again. He may not be heard from again in this tournament because of his he'd be tied. His opponents will be a lot fresher than he is.
I mean, so you think that match, kind of as great as it was, could be a detriment?
Again. What's well, that? It'd be hard for him to beat a good player who's fresh, relatively fresh. We'll see, though. He's a great competitor. He was to play doubles right after his singles, about a half hour later, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometime later today. Has he played the doubles yet?
He was supposed to, yeah. I haven't checked on it, but I know he was supposed to today, and he said he was supposed to play within an hour after his last match, so I'll have to check on that. If I could ask you one question here, I just want to be certain of something. I know, obviously, your history at the school and the amount of years you spent there and the legacy you have there, but I don't know your correct age. I wanted to be able to include your correct age.
I'm 89.
89, okay. I just
be 90 next year, I think.
You're going to have yourself a big party, I'm sure. Rightfully so.
I still play in Southern Senior Tennis Tournaments.
I know. I was reading about it.
Yeah, I am the only person who's ever won every senior age group, starting at 45, 50, 55, 60, a Southern Championship on either indoors, clay, or hard courts. And I'm hoping to win the 90 next year. Bitsy Grant was by far the best player ever been in the South, but he never won the 80 or the 85. You know why?
Why is that?
He died at 76.
Well, you definitely got him beat in that category, that's for sure. Now, what if you're in a match that goes 70-68?
that's the reason I appreciated what he did so much.
Yeah, you know how difficult it is, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a record I really don't think will ever be broken.
Yeah, everybody, plenty of records will be broken.
It's not only a record that all Georgia Bulldogs, but all Americans can appreciate it and like it.
Yeah.
It caught the attention of all tennis people in the world, and actually, it's hard to think of any sport of any kind that could beat it for endurance.
Especially, this is a first-round match. For a first-round match to get this much attention, too, at Wimbledon is
well, that, too. Yeah. His opponents in the future will be a lot fresher than he is. It's hard to get by.
Right.
But he'll be heard from again. He hadn't reached his peak yet.
Well, we will keep an eye on him during this tournament, and certainly, he's easy to spot, that's for sure, how tall he is. You can't miss him. Well,
okay.
Listen, I appreciate your time, Coach, and best of luck to you, and I hope you continue to win championships.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.